Hello, it's Ashton Lewis.
And I'm Daphne Lynn.
And you are listening to the
NDE World Podcast.
Welcome to the NDE World Podcast. I am your host, Ashton Lewis. May peace be with you. In the studio with me is my lovely hostess, Miss Daphne Lynn. Hello, Miss Daphne. How are you doing today?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. Thank you for asking. And how are you and everyone else out there doing in that's listening in?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm doing absolutely fantastic. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for asking. And I wish that everyone else out there is feeling absolutely fantastic as well. You know, so
yes,
that everybody's feeling good and feeling great. And you know, like Bob and the what about Bob? I feel good. I feel great.
I feel wonderful. Yes.
You know, so I hope everybody's feeling good and great and wonderful out there. You know, absolutely
yes,
great and wonderful.
Especially, I mean, today is 8/8/8, August 8th of 2024. So that's the Lion's Gate opening up for us and reconnection with the divine.
Yes, just something to look into. There you go. Well, before we get started, guys, don't forget to go to the NDE.world website for more information on who we are and what we do and all kind of cool stuff like that. Again, that address is
NDE.world.
Perfect, perfect. Well, we are in Chapter 11 in the book, It's All About Udo, Universal Divine Oneness. Okay, and you can find this book on the website in the bookstore at NDE.world. We're going to be wrapping up chapter 11, which is going to be the closing of this book, which is kind of an introduction to, you know, a lot of this that we're doing, but we're going to keep it going because we have other manuscripts and books, you know, that we will be working through. So now this says chapter 11, integration and application, living the Udo principles. Okay. So we've spent the last few episodes really bringing all this stuff together and getting an overview on the basic things that we need to start really focusing on to start working towards that enlightenment, you know, to start working towards that oneness, to really get on track with, you know, in balance with our spirituality, you know. And so in this chapter, it looks like we're going to be looking into ways on how to actually apply it in your life and live in those principles, you know.
Right.
Well, let's jump into it. It says, introduction. Integrating the principles of universal divine oneness, or Udo, into daily life is a crucial step in embodying and living out the teachings of this profound spiritual path. This chapter provides practical advice for applying Udo principles in everyday life situations and encourages everyone to continue their spiritual journey in dedication and openness. By incorporating these principles into daily routines, interactions, and personal practices, we can create a life that reflects our highest spiritual ideals and supports our ongoing growth toward universal oneness.
Yes, you know, we've learned all kind of different meditation practices and journaling and mindfulness. Now it's time to really apply and learn how to apply the oneness that we've come to learn about.
Yeah. Apply these that we've learned into our lives. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Working towards the oneness.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good. Well, number one, practical advice for integration. All right. Let's see. It says daily practices and routines. Let's look at the first one here. It says creating a spiritual routine. Now, guys, keep this in mind. We're actually giving out the nuggets now. This is some things you really want to either take note or definitely go back and, you know, listen to this episode again, because these are going to be actual practices that you can actually start applying as well. So keep that in mind. You want to create a spiritual routine, all right? Like it says here, a well-structured spiritual routine helps to anchor Udo principles in your daily life. Establishing regular practices such as meditation, prayer, or mindfulness can enhance your connection to the divine source and reinforce your commitment to living in alignment with spiritual principles. If you can start applying this or putting this into your life, you're going to be ahead of the game, you know. So, and these are just ideas, but you can take them and, you know, adjust them to fit your own, you know, schedule or whatever. But let's look at it. Morning rituals. Start your day with a morning ritual that centers you and sets a positive tone for the day. This could include meditation, affirmations, or setting intentions. Reflect on your spiritual goals and how you intend to embody Udo principles throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, how do you do that? Well, let's look at some practical steps. Dedicate a specific time each morning for your ritual. Choose practices that resonate with your spiritual goals. Okay? It'll be different for everybody. Set clear intentions for the day based on universal divine principles. Daphne?
Just some examples is, you know, like before you get out of bed, you know, say a prayer, say a meditation, you know, set the intention, ask for guidance. I mean, connecting with your angels, the divine one, whatever connects you to that divine essence. Do that, whatever it is.
For example, just throwing it in, recently you just picked up an extra morning little ritual thing that you go outside for X amount of time at, you know,
yeah,
4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, whatever, and sit out underneath the stars, you know, for yeah. X amount of time with, you know, getting grounding in, getting that would be part of a ritual, you know.
Right, yeah, you know.
Or your journaling and all that good stuff.
Right, you know, my morning. When I first wake up, I literally, before I ever get out of bed, I'm thankful for the day. Mm-hmm. I set clear intentions, you know, what I want to see happening in my day. I'm asking for guidance, you know, and then before my feet hit the floor, you know, I've said all that and made that connection with that divine. Then I go outside and then I come back in and do journaling. Mm-hmm. So there's a little process. My morning, I have at least an hour to myself, waking up, connecting with that divine essence.
Yep. And that's always been my time, has always been mornings, you know, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, on average. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if I have a rough week, I might sleep into 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Sleep in
not
that
very
extra
often,
hour,
though.
No, not too often because of this, you know, the schedule we've got. So let's move on now. One of the things I like here, it says, before we move on, when it's talking about these practice steps, and you had mentioned it earlier about, you know, setting the clear intentions for the day based on spiritual principles and stuff like that. But I noticed you mentioned a while ago, before you even get out of bed.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you'll start running through that, you know, through your mind. And guys, from what I understand, that's some of the best time to implant these kind of things, because you're still, you know, in that relaxed state, you know, the mind's
going
more susceptible.
The different levels of
correct, those sleep states. Yeah, you're coming back to wake state, you know. So drop those commandments in there, or those, I say commandments, but it is in a sense, but you know, those thoughts early in the morning, those intentions,
meditations,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
mantras.
Anything, yeah, anything.
Affirmations,
yeah, before you even get out of bed, you know. Just make sure you don't start doing that and then you fall back asleep, because some people will do that.
I've done it many times.
Yeah, you've got to make sure that you're at the right, you know.
Yeah, sometimes you just kind of have to prop up on your elbow.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, let's move on along. It says number two, mindful moments. All right, remember the mindfulness. Incorporate mindful moments into your daily activities to stay present and aligned with spiritual values. Whether during meals, work, or interactions, use these moments to practice awareness and gratitude. Okay, here's some steps. Take brief pauses throughout the day to check in with your thoughts and feelings. A lot of people don't do that.
What's my next thought?
Yeah, there you go. Practice mindfulness during routine activities such as eating or walking. Use reminders or cues to stay focused on your spiritual intentions. Miss Daphne.
Yeah, just be very mindful in everything you do to get in tune with the divine, to line up that alignment that we all need to be connected.
Yeah, yeah. Think about that.
Because we all are connected. So it's just being mindful of that.
I think that's the thing, Daphne, is mindful, you know, and this mindfulness, you know, and here's what a lot of people don't really think about. Even myself, I do it just naturally when I do it, like everybody else does it when they naturally do it. But are you deliberately practicing with intention-driven, correct, mindfulness? You see what I'm saying? Are you mindful of the things you're doing? Like, for example, the little bugs. You see a little bug. Do you naturally react in your old way to stomp on it, swat it, kill it, you know, do whatever you got to do to get rid of it? Or are you mindful that, hey, that's a little creature here. Let me see if I can help get it out of here so it can go do what it's going to do, and you can do what you need to do, and you guys are coexisting. See, that is a form of mindfulness, okay? You're really paying attention to the now. Okay, now here's another one. Eating, you know, are you really truthfully mindful of what you eat? You know, and are you disciplined enough? You got to have that discipline with it to put and choose the proper things to go into the temple. You see, you have to be mindful of it. Are you mindful of how much you pick up your cell phone throughout the day and, you know, play on the phone or watch videos or visit social sites? Or are you mindful of your time and how much time you spend even doing that kind of stuff? You know, I mean, just be mindful of things.
I'm going to say this with you saying that. I was talking with a friend of mine, and we were talking about the podcast and the series we're going through, and I asked if they had been able to listen to any of it yet. Oh, no, I don't have the time. But yet I see on their Facebook page all kinds of just funny stuff. Little videos memes, and then memes, and it's like, you got time to go find all this stuff to post on your page, but you don't have time to help yourself to grow.
Yeah. Well, they're not alone. You know, there's a lot of people out there like that.
What your intention is. What are you mindful of?
Yeah. And that's the challenge. There's not a lot of people interested in spiritual things anymore. A lot of people are caught up in the ego, the world, the illusion.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. More now than ever.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I'm glad, you know, people are starting to wake up, you know. And when we say awaken, and there is an awakening, please be mindful that there's a difference in people waking up and awakening and it compared to the modern political term woke. Okay, when we say wake or awaken, we're talking spiritual enlightenment, okay? The political term woke means a place I don't even want to go to, not even on this podcast. You know, y'all look it up yourself, but it's a big thing they're pushing now. But that's that. But when we say wake or awakening or people are waking up, you know, we are referring to a spiritual awakening. People are waking up to the illusion, the hypocrisy, and let's say, you know, religion and the world of politics and all this stuff. You know, people are waking up to, hey, we've all been hoodwinked. You know, that's right, what that means. So, well, before we talk about mindfulness, because this next step is mindful moments, isn't there a law on mindfulness, Daphne?
Oh, most definitely. If you would share that, yes.
Please share that with the listeners to set the stage, and then we'll kind of see where we're at with that.
Okay, so the law of mindfulness emphasizes the practice of present moment awareness, non-judgmental observation, and acceptance of one's thoughts, feelings, and experiences. It suggests that by cultivating mindfulness, individuals can develop greater clarity, inner peace, and resilience in the face of life's challenges. This principle highlights the importance of being fully present in each moment and cultivating a deep sense of connection to oneself and to everything else and the world around us.
Did you happen to notice how many times it emphasized present moment?
The ever-eternal now.
Yeah. Because think about this. For example, the examples I used earlier. The little bug, okay? Well, so like you're just hanging out talking to somebody, doing your thing, and a fly, you know, or mosquito lands on you, whatever. Swat, you know? Because why? Your mind is over here somewhere else. You know, you're in conversation, or you're looking around, or you're daydreaming. You're not mindful of the right here, right now, that little creature is interacting with you, or it's with you right. You know what I'm saying? You're not in the now.
Right.
You see?
And, you know, I have this to say about that. You know, And I've been through this. Your first instinct, if it's a mosquito, to smack it, kill it, get it off you because it hurts. It leaves a lasting impression from where it bit you. It swells up, it itches, blah, 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 whatever. So train that mind. You are one with that mosquito. Don't reach over to smack it. Blow it off of you. Shoo it away. Mm-hmm. It's an energy exchange because we are all energy.
Yeah.
That little bug needs your energy for something. And you may need that, even though you think you don't. But you did, because it's all energy exchange. That mindfulness, just being aware, that present moment, I'm connected with this thing. I don't have to kill it. That's an intention. You're intentionally going to kill, or you're intentionally going to save a life.
Okay, so that's the main thing. Mindfulness is really just being in the present moment. Like people who overeat, who aren't conscious of what they eat, and all their mind is somewhere else while they're eating. Okay, if your mind is somewhere else, you think about at work, what happened here, what's going to happen next week, all this, you're not mindful. Then you're not mindful that, hey, you need to eat a couple little things and put it in your mouth. You need to eat something healthy or whatever. You're not being mindful. So let's look at what mindful means. Now, number two is mindful moments, okay? It says here to incorporate mindful moments into your daily activities to stay present. Is it present again?
Mm-hmm.
And aligned with spiritual values. Whether during meals, work, or interactions, that could be human, animal, any kind, insect. Mm-hmm. Use these moments to practice, there's the key, awareness and gratitude. I like how those go hand in hand.
They do.
You practice that awareness and gratitude. So not only are you aware of things, but you're grateful for those things. You're grateful to be a part of those things, you see?
Right.
So that I like that because it takes it to an extra step. Don't just be aware. Be aware and be grateful.
Right.
Because you are here experiencing all this. Be grateful for that.
And that's our life's purpose, is to experience whatever it is we experience for that divine essence.
That is so cool. So here's some practice steps for mindfulness. Take brief pauses throughout the day to check in with your thoughts and feelings. Practice mindfulness during routine activities such as eating or walking. You mentioned that one earlier. Use reminders or cues to stay focused on your spiritual intentions. Okay, next little subheading here says reflective practices. Now, regular reflection helps deepen your understanding and integration of Udo principles. Engage in practices that encourage introspection and self-awareness, such as journaling or contemplative meditation. Let's break this down. Number one, journaling. Keep a journal to record your experiences, insights, and reflections related to Udo principles. Journaling can help you track your progress, identify patterns, and gain clarity on your spiritual journey. Here's some practice steps for you now. Set aside time each day of the week for journaling. Write about your experiences, challenges, growth related to Udo principles. Also, dreams is a good thing to incorporate as well, review your entries periodically to assess your progress.
There you go.
Daphne, any comments? Because I know you like to do journaling, Typically in the morning is a good time or what? I mean, I know you usually do yours in the morning.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's just, getting your thoughts, your feelings, your dreams, your hopes, your goals, your past feelings, if you have to get that out. I mean, just getting out whatever is within. And I like this right here, reviewing your entries from time to time to help you in your progress. I look back on mine from time to time and it's like, wow, where I was then and where I'm at now.
Isn't that something?
The writing is different. I mean, I see the progress in it. So it is about just starting it to get it out, if you haven't been journaling. And then you'll see it grow. It becomes more positive.
Yeah, and it's a therapy as well.
It is very therapeutic. It really, really is. And that's why I even started journaling, was to get a lot of what I had going on inside out.
If you can do it just for that purpose alone, you know, you'd feel like a new person, you know, just be able to, you know, get all of that out.
Right. I mean, and even now I'm writing, you know, things related to the divine oneness of everything, you know, that you, those universal laws, I'm seeing that incorporated in now and how I've even started applying them. So the review of your entries periodically is great to help you see where you've been and where you are now.
Yeah. It's a little map in a sense, you know.
It really is.
Yeah, that 2020, the hindsight's 2020.
Hindsight's 2020, yeah.
Okay, moving right on along. Number two of today's main topics, contemplative meditation. Now, there's different forms of meditation, guys, to keep in mind. There's basic meditation, there's relaxation meditation, there's contemplation meditation.
Visualization meditation.
Yes, so we're going to look at the actual contemplative meditation, which ties in what we've been learning here. So let's look at this real quick here. It says, engage in contemplative meditation, okay, to explore deeper aspects of Yudo spiritual principles and gain insights into your spiritual path. Use this time to reflect on your connection to the divine source and your alignment with universal laws.
Yeah, what was we just talking about?
Yep. So what are some kind of ways? Here's some practical steps. Choose a quiet and comfortable space for meditation. Okay? Focus on a specific universal principle or question during your meditation. You can even throw in a universal law. You know, get the universal law book, and then every day.
How can I apply this in my life?
Yeah, memorize one law every day. What are you? I mean, that's 300 laws. What are you going to be if you memorize one law a day in a 1 year period? Seriously,
and really put it into practice.
And put it into practice. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that.
Applying what you've learned.
Mm-hmm. So that would be another way of focusing on a. You know, if you're meditating every day, you know, you set that time aside. Well, meditate on the law every day. You can meditate on anything. I'm just throwing that out there. But these are ways to bring you in more in harmony with, you know, the life source and universal laws.
Right. You know, I like the way this kind of really brings it out. And if you really think about this, this is what it's saying. Okay, when you focus in on a specific principle or law or a question that you have during your meditation, it says, allow insights to arise naturally and observe them without judgment. What is this doing? This is going within. This is using your own intuition, your own knowing, something that many religions of the world say don't do.
That's right.
So we have to go within.
You've got to.
To heal and grow.
Yeah, it's where your design. It's in the design.
Exactly. Yeah.
And finally, allow insights to arise naturally and observe them without judgment, you know.
Yep.
That's part of that taming that monkey mind, you know, when you're getting into meditative mode and stuff like that, you know. Yeah, just keep the mind focused on your goal, you know, your spiritual goals, your Yudo principles, universal laws. You know, you keep doing that, you're golden, you're good to go. Okie dokie. Now, moving right on along, this next section is some really good advice, guys. Applying Yudo principles in relationships, okay?
Your interactions with other life.
That's it. Everything, anyone, anything. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's, you know, applying to yourself, your personal growth, your personal development. Now we're getting into relationships because we do interact with everything, everyone. So now let's see what it has to say about our relationships. I like this.
Yeah. All right. Number one, cultivating compassion and understanding.
Ooh.
Integrating Yudo principles into your relationships involves practicing compassion and understanding towards others. Approach interactions with a mindset of empathy and respect, recognizing the divine essence in each person.
Definitely. Yes, that is one thing that I have, that when we first started learning about these practices, and really I started seeing the divine in others, saying, hey, you know, that person is divine. No matter what first impressions may be, that person is a divine expression of God, as we are. So be mindful and have empathy and respect and love for each individual that you come across and in your daily relationships, whoever it is you are interacting with daily.
Yeah. And the key is, and it just so resonates, like to me, it just pops out of this whole section is, and you said it practically here when you'd explain what you said just now, is that recognizing, really recognizing the divine essence in everything, every person, okay? Realize, and you know, and get this, you know, when we say God, you are God, or I am God, we are God, maybe God's not the right word to use. You know, we know what we're saying, okay? But as we have brought out in the series, you know, God is even bigger than that. You know, it's the all, the everything, the...
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you know, and that's one thing that I've come to realize is God leaves an impression on you from a religious standpoint. This is not a religious standpoint. This is not religious. This is spiritual growth. That's why we say the all that is, that divine essence, because we are all individuations of that divine essence. And that for me, and I'm sure it does with many others out there, that connection, the essence resonates more than, oh, saying that somebody's God, because people have not so good taste in their mouth about what God is, right? So they can't identify with that. But if you say that divine essence, you are a divine individuation of that, then that may resonate a little bit more than saying you're God.
What about this word we use called life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, first of all, it's all words, okay?
But what word about wizardry.
Life? Life. You know, what if life is God? Life is source. You know, life is,
oh my gosh. This,
in other words, what we call life. Could it not be, the source?
I have a little example to share with you guys.
Sure.
Okay, so with you saying life, it brings to mind, you know, I'm trying to connect on all levels here, going through this series with the divine oneness, realizing that everything is one, right? So with that being said, we're learning that all things have consciousness. All things can connect and communicate. So I have this favorite plant within our house, and I was connecting with it the other night. And I mean, I really just was connected and really listening in. We all want to identify and relate to things by giving things names, right? So I said, what will you have me call you? What is your name? Guess what came to that inner knowing came to my mind, my core?
Daphne Lynn.
No. Life. I am life. Mm-hmm. Life was what came to my mind. And it just ties in beautifully here with what you said.
Yeah. That's all there is.
Exactly.
That's all there is.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is energy connected. And
everything is alive.
There's the material
life
world. And
growing.
You know, we're all part of it. But there's that big spiritual picture as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that with us. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I've been calling it life.
Good morning, okay. Life. Well, that's the perfect name to call anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't be wrong with that. All right. Let's look into some ways to integrate these Udo principles in your relationships. Number one, active listening. So many people fall short in this. Okay. So many people, they don't have active listening skills. You know, when you're talking to them, they'll be looking around something else, doing something else, paying attention to something else. There's something, so they're not actively listening. You know, so you see this in probably almost everybody you talk to, you know, if you're trained for it. Okay, so how do you have this compassion and understanding and respect towards others? Is you have to practice active listening, you know, because they have something to say. They are divine. They are expressing themselves as well. And if you're not actively listening, then you're disrespecting that person. You have no love or compassion for what that person says. I see it all the time. Active listening means to practice active listening in your conversations to fully engage with others and understand their perspectives. This helps build deeper connections and fosters a sense of unity. Okay? So many people, they don't want to actively listen. Here's some practice steps. Give your full attention to the speaker without interrupting. There's a problem for a lot of people. Reflect back what you've heard to ensure understanding. Most people don't do that. And respond with empathy and compassion. Very seldom experience that in life. So that shows you just how far off we are with things, because most people don't practice these things. They don't. They just don't. So anybody out there that's listening, you know, become an active listener. It's one of the most ultimate ways to connect with another human being and show that your love for them, your compassion for them as a divine, you know, the divine essence in them. You know, you're setting your ego aside for a moment to open yourself up to another person. Number two,
connect with them.
Connect with them. Absolutely. Thank you. Also, there's acts of kindness. Now, engage in acts of kindness and generosity as expressions of your spiritual values. Small gestures of care and support can have a profound impact on others and reinforce the interconnectedness of all beings.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And acts of kindness is not only doing, but even speaking and talking. You know, the old expression, if you have nothing nice to say about somebody, just shut up, man. Just be quiet. You know, too many people.
My mama always told me.
Too many people want to just talk, a bunch of talk and gossip and garbage and just bad mouthing this one, putting this one down, talking. No. Why? Let it go. Let it go. You know, act of kindness. This would be an act of kindness towards yourself. And it'll be an act of kindness towards that person you're running your mouth about. Let it go. How? Here's some practice steps. Identify opportunities for acts of kindness in your daily life.
Mm-hmm.
Offer support or help to others without expecting anything in return. That's something else we'll talk about here in a moment. And also express gratitude and appreciation for the kindness that you receive. Now, talking about the times that we're in, it has gotten to the point where people will even charge their own mother for wanting to cut their grass for them or something. I mean, like I said, so you offer your support and help to others without expecting anything in return. That's true love. That's true compassion. That's true respect. That's true support. That's true helping someone else out. Okay. Now, if you got your hand out wanting something in return, guess what? You've just negated that whole act. It don't mean a thing, you know? So just think about that, guys. What it means is you do stuff because you want to do it and don't expect nothing
don't
in return.
Don't expect something in return for
an act.
For an act of kindness, yeah.
Yeah, because once there's been an exchange of money, it destroys the act. It neutralizes the act, you know. Now, if somebody wants to exchange something like that, and, you know, you guys, that's between you and that person at that particular time, the spirit will move you. Hey, you know, say, sure, you know, I can, yeah, my family, you know, I need to feed the family, I got to buy something or whatever. This is life providing a way towards me. Whatever. I mean, it's up to you. But when you do something, the intention behind it should be just to do it to help, because right. You love that person and you have compassion for them. You want to help somebody, okay?
Right.
Don't do it for a price, because then it negates it. There's nothing there and there's no value, you see?
Right.
If they want to offer you something, that's between you and them. So, navigating conflicts with grace. Now, when faced with conflicts or disagreements,
which happen from time to time with every human on earth.
Yep. Approach them with a mindset of resolution and harmony. Use Udo principles to guide your responses and seek solutions that honor the divine essence and all parties involved. Number one, this is a good one, mindful communication. Remember we talked about the mindfulness earlier?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even talk about it in the area of communication. Be mindful of how you communicate. Be mindful of the words you say. But that mindful, think about that, practicing it within your communication as well. Let's see what it says. Practice mindful communication during conflicts. There you go. To ensure that your words and actions are aligned with your spiritual values. Focus on finding common ground and resolving issues with respect. Boy, that is like the golden ticket in the whole book, I would say, so far in the whole series, you know. Let me read that one more time. Practice mindful communication during conflicts. In other words, when you guys are in anybody, and that's the thing about relationships, you know, there'll be times when you have a difference of opinions or difference of ideas. Well, that's fine. Accept it, you know, listen to it, respect it on both sides, understand what it is, and find that happy medium. You know, you don't want to get in defense mode and then over into argumentative mode and then anger mode. And next thing you know, sometimes that leads to even violence. Next thing you know, somebody's getting hurt, or in some cases, people getting killed. Why? They're not practicing mindfulness.
But identifying with ego.
Yeah. What if you're in that moment and you're right in the middle of a conflict, but your mindfulness brings you to the right here, right now, and you're practicing Yudo, okay, in your mind, love, compassion, all these things. You know, even if this other person is like a monster getting ready to attack you or are attacking you, how good are you at keeping grounded in that right now, you know, focusing on that, you know, centeredness, for lack of words? Can you do it? Well, most people can't, but you can practice at it. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, all of us. You know, it really, just what you said there just reminded me of the Conversations book. I don't remember if it was book 1, 2, or 3 or 4, but about the highly evolved beings. How, if asked of a highly evolved being, someone asked for its life, it would give it willingly, freely, because it knows that it's not giving up anything that it's not going to recreate, because life is eternal. It's just going to recreate itself again.
Yeah.
Anew. So that's just the highly evolved beings, you know, that we should be striving to be like.
Right.
Because the illusion of separateness, the illusion of loss, you know, this is mine, I got to have this, I got to have that, you know.
Keeps everything in them low states.
It really does. So getting on those higher levels, you realize that no matter what you give up, even your own life, you're not giving up anything. You can just recreate it.
I love that. Think about it. That's deep. I mean,
really think about it. That's deep. That's deep. I mean, the section on highly evolved beings in the other dimensions are just... It was like 2 or 3 chapters, and it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
The state of being that
we have, we no can clue. Strive That's for. Right. We have no clue how far off we are.
That is why we, as a human race here, are so young. We are so primitive, because we're still in identifying with separateness, that nothing's connected, you know, and that we are in those lower realms. We're still very primitive in our actions.
Yeah, I think we've degraded a lot. I think we're more
we've
highly
evolved,
spiritual.
But we've also degraded.
I think we're highly more spiritual before than what we are now, you know. I think the overall, I'm talking about, energy has gotten really low, really dark, you know. And now these little specks of light are starting to pop out. You know, people are starting to be aware,
yes,
of that, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, what are some practical steps when you get into these heated situations or any kind of relationship where, you know, it could be kind of getting kind of ruffled up there a little bit? But it says to take a moment to center yourself before responding in a conflict. All of us know there is that little window right there, and you're going to like, okay, calm down, you know, or it's going to be like, oh, I'm not going to say what word right now. And you just like, boom, you respond to it. And then you just start throwing out all kind of just garbage because the ego don't want to get hurt.
It
wants to hurt the other person. So now it becomes like a little word war. You're trying to hurt the other person, you see. But guess what? You can't take that back.
Are you mindful and acting, or are you reacting?
Absolutely. That's
the point.
Be mindful. Are you mindful?
Right.
Yeah. Or are you reactive? My understanding, 99.999% of the world lives reactively. So that's something we all
live in the fight or flight.
Yeah. We all have to be mindful of. So just be mindful of it. That mindful, and the more you practice mindfulness, guess what? The sharper you're going to get at it in all areas of your life.
Yes, it gets easier. It really does.
Yeah. So just be mindful that the more you practice mindfulness, you'll be more mindful.
Exactly. And that helps you to grow. You start thriving, and it starts over, that cup overflows and rolls out into others. And that is why I always say, you know, help me to be the best that I can be that others can see the light in me and strive to say, hey, I want to be like that.
Like that. Help me to be the best I can be. Let others see the light in me. That's nice. Where are you getting all these rhymes at, Daphne?
It's all spirit. It's not me. Well, maybe it is me because I'm trying to be on the more spiritual.
Listen, guys, here's where the ego kicks in. What was
BS,
that, Daphne?
BS. It's belief systems.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that you were saying? I didn't hear you.
It's all BS.
Well, no, that I heard. I'm telling you a little story a while ago about it's all about you making up these rhymes and stuff.
Stop it.
Yeah. You had it right the first time. But you are a spirit, you know.
Yes.
You know, and spirit flows through us, you know, the way it needs to. Let's move on along here. It says, number two, forgiveness and letting go. Here's another good one for us that is so hard for so many of us. I'm in that game as well.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace forgiveness as a means of releasing negativity and restoring harmony in relationships. Letting go of grudges and resentment allows you to move forward with a clear heart and mind.
Okay? And that's what it's about, having a clear heart and mind. You know, that way you can level up.
Yeah.
Level up, people. Well, come on.
Yep, yep.
Forgive yourself. Move forward so you can forgive others. It all starts with self. If you can't forgive yourself, how do you think you're going to interact with others if you can't forgive yourself?
You've got to. It's a challenge depending on how we were all raised, you know. For a lot of people, it's easy to hold a grudge. It really is. It's easy to have pride. You know, it comes very natural for most people. It's just all of our conditioning, you know. I'm not saying every single person out there, but for the most part, I mean, this country was built on pride. I mean, think about that, you know. So there's so many people out there that are so prideful and don't want to bend, you know. So you know, a lot of it is conditioning, you know. But the truth is, in the core of everyone is a beautiful soul. Deep, deep down, they could be a monster on the outside, but somewhere down deep inside, you know, there's a light in there. You know, some of that light might be a little bitty speck of light because there's so much darkness in there, okay? Whereas another soul could be nothing but light, you know, and they got so much light inside that the light is radiating outside. You know, so that light is that energy, that vibe. You know, how well are they tuned in to their oneness? Yeah. So some practice steps is reflect on any lingering resentments or grudges. You can do that in your meditation, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Practice self-compassion. Okay, that starts with you. And forgiveness towards yourself and others.
Yes.
Okay, that's where a lot of it starts, as yourself. Release negative emotions and focus on rebuilding trust and connection. Easier said than done. Any comments, Daphne?
Yeah, I mean, you really just have to, the old saying, forgive and forget.
Yeah.
Forgive and forget. Forgive, let go, move forward, strive to be better.
Yeah. So what is it you think that gets in the way?
Ego.
Da-da-da-da. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. If you can't forgive somebody, you're just holding on to ego. I mean, it's that simple.
Or ego's holding on to you. Hey, get you thinking.
Wow.
It's all connected some kind of way.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. It says integrating Udo principles into work and daily tasks. All right, let's look into this now. Aligning work with spiritual values. Bring Udo principles into your work environment by aligning your actions and goals with spiritual values. Approach your tasks with integrity, purpose, and a sense of service, all right? Makes the overall better work environment. How do you do this? Number one, let's break it down. Practice purposeful work, okay? Find meaning and purpose in your work by aligning it with your spiritual goals. Seek ways to contribute positively to your workplace and make a difference through your efforts.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's some tips, practice steps. Reflect on how your work aligns with your spiritual values and goals.
First off, do you have spiritual values? Do you have spiritual goals?
That's right. Hopefully, if you've been tuning in with us and kind of keeping up with us, we've at least got something going on, you know. But
right,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's a good question, yeah. You know, you have
to
have these
values. A lot of
people
in the world do not.
They don't. So that's a good, yeah. Good question. Identify opportunities to enhance the impact of your work on others. Set intentions for your work that reflect your commitment to universal divine oneness principles.
Yeah, it's really just setting those intentions in the morning, you know, when you first wake up. Your intentions for the whole day, for your interactions with everyone.
At work.
With work. Yeah. I mean, every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
Set your intentions.
And then you practice these, guys, at work. You show love. You show compassion. You show that. And people can pick up on it. And they'll see that. That's your purpose, your ultimate purpose in life, regardless of where you're at, you see, is to be that light for others, you know, and help them find the light within themselves. Yeah.
Yes. That's all letting right. that cup overflow.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Let's move on to ethical decision making. Make ethical decisions in your work and daily task by considering the broader impact of your actions. Uphold principles of honesty, fairness, and respect in all of your interactions.
Yes.
Here's some practice steps. Evaluate the potential impact of your decisions on others and the environment. Choose actions that align with your spiritual values and ethical standards. Address any ethical dilemmas with transparency and integrity. Next section, balancing responsibilities and self-care. Maintaining a balance between responsibilities and self-care is essential for living in alignment with Udo principles. Prioritize self-care practices that support your well-being and spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's break this
down. It's all about soul growth.
That's right. Let's break it down, guys. Self-care practices. Now, engage in self-care practices that nurture your physical, emotional, and spiritual health.
Mm-hmm.
Prioritize activities that rejuvenate and sustain you. Here's some practice steps. Create a self-care routine that includes activities such as exercise, relaxation, and hobbies. Schedule regular time for rest and rejuvenation. Pay attention to your physical and emotional needs and address them proactively.
That's right.
Yep. All right. Number two, setting boundaries. Establish healthy boundaries to manage your energy and maintain balance. Setting boundaries helps protect your well-being and ensures that you can fully engage in your spiritual practices. Practice steps. Identify areas where boundaries are needed in your life. Communicate your boundaries clearly and assertively. Practice self-discipline in honoring your boundaries and maintaining balance. So that's all has
balancing
to do with you.
Everything out.
Yeah, and having that self-discipline to, you know, mm-hmm. to do everything. It's all about making it happen yourself, guys.
Yep.
Encouragement for a continued spiritual journey. Embracing growth and change. Now, the journey towards universal divine oneness is a continuous process of growth and evolution. Embrace change as an opportunity for learning and expansion. Number one, openness to new experiences. Stay open to new experiences and insights that contribute to your spiritual growth. Embrace challenges as opportunities for deepening your understanding and connection.
That's key right there, that openness, because so many people are closed off to, this is my way, this is the set way, there's no room for change in this.
There's no other way.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Be open.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's some steps. Approach new experiences with curiosity and openness.
Mm-hmm.
Reflect on the lessons learned from challenges and changes. Integrate new insights into your spiritual practices and daily life.
All right.
So you can see it's all active. This whole process is something that you have to do yourself, you know.
Self-responsibility.
But don't look at it as something that you have to do. Trust me, the way this works, just put the effort. Once you start
something
doing
you
it,
want to do.
It becomes your lifestyle, your daily life. It's who you are.
Second nature to you.
Here's how I like to look at things. If you put forth the effort to do what you're supposed to do to work towards harmony with the universe, okay, and then its laws, it will reach out and pull you and help you go the direction you need to go.
Exactly.
Because it's it's all part of us. We're all part of it, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to go to wherever you'll be drawn to wherever your mind's going to be focused on. It'll take you there. That will become your reality. Yeah. Here it says, commitment to lifelong learning. Oh, that's one for me. I love that. Commit to lifelong learning and exploration in your spiritual journey. Seek out resources, teachings, and practices that support your growth and development. There you go.
And I'm going to say this with that being said, even if you are not implementing some of the things that you research, going to different teachings and all, learn about it. It doesn't mean you have to apply it, but at least be open to learning. It may be something that truly resonates with you. Oh, this makes a whole lot more sense than the way I've been doing things. This works a whole lot easier than the way I've been doing things. I've been doing things the hard way. Oh my gosh, how stupid of me, right? You know, we all want to do what works best for us. We have to be open to other teachings and practices that can help us in our growth and evolution.
Yeah, there is no one-all fits all.
That's right.
You know, not in any kind of religion or any kind of book or anything. There's not. Because religion and books came after humans were created.
Born with everything.
Those
you
are human
need.
Creations, correct. Correct, yeah. You come into the world with everything built in, literally.
Yes.
Yeah, seriously. So how can we practice, lifelong learning? Well, here's some tips. Explore new spiritual teachings, books, and practices. Attend workshops, retreats, or spiritual communities for ongoing learning. Reflect on your progress and set new goals for your spiritual journey.
That's right. Getting on the path.
That's right. That's right. Here's another one. Building a supportive community. Surround yourself with a supportive community that shares your spiritual values and goals.
Mm-hmm.
A community can provide encouragement, inspiration, and guidance on your journey.
I'm going to say this right here because this is something that we have seen from our NDEers that for the longest time in their lives have not had support in their experience. They didn't have any kind of community that helped them. So this is something that we all need, is that supportive community that are in our relationships, you know, that can help you to grow for encouragement.
Yeah, yeah.
And even for guidance at times.
That's what I love about the NDE World Facebook group is a community of this stuff that we're talking about here. And, go to the actual NDE.world website and, you know, join the Facebook group. It's right there on the website. So it is a supportive community for people who are doing these kind of things as well. And we're also in the process of releasing the actual, it's already up and running. We just haven't sent the invites out yet because we were wrapping a few things up. But by the time this is released, everything should be up and going. But yes, we have the Udo group as well, or the page, actually. It's going to be a Udo page that's linked. And we already have all of our Udo series on that page as well. So
awesome.
But all that's going to be on the NDE.world website. So, okay, so how do you build a community? Number one, you got to find like-minded individuals, we were just saying. You have to connect with individuals who resonate with universal divine oneness principles and share your commitment to spiritual growth. I love that. Building relationships with like-minded people can enhance your journey and provide mutual support. Think of the people that we've met, Daphne, that's helped us in our growth since we started learning this. And, you know, the friends we've met, like all the guests we've had and interviews and things like that. We've learned so much from these people, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And that's why we even started this series, is just to put into practice how to move forward in with our new belief system, what we can do to continue to grow and apply what we've learned.
Absolutely. That's what this is about. You see, because the NDEers, they get to experience this firsthand, you know. They experience the oneness, and that's what we love about NDEers. And ask them, they'll tell you about it the best way they can. But they said it's indescribable, you know, this oneness. They come back to the realization that we are one with everything, you know.
Everything.
So we love that. Now, so here's some practice steps. Join some spiritual groups or forums or communities that align with your values. It's kind of like what we're saying with our Facebook group, you know.
Exactly.
Participate in these group activities and discussions to build connections.
That's what it's about, support.
Offer support and encouragement to others on their spiritual paths. That's what it's all about, guys. That's what it's all about. So, and number two would be contributing to the community. Contribute to your community by sharing your insights and experiences and support.
That's right.
Your contributions can inspire and uplift others, creating a positive ripple effect. Remember the ripple effect?
Yeah.
How do you do this? Well, share your spiritual journey and experiences with your community. That's the way to do it. That's why we set up the Facebook group as well. Offer assistance or mentorship to those seeking guidance. Engage in community service or initiatives that align with your values. Miss Daphne.
Exactly. There's been so many times that we have just joined groups to help the community. I mean, just volunteer work. It really is very fulfilling.
Oh, it is. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's purpose.
Yeah, get in that community service. Let your cup overflow. Once your cup overflows, it spreads and grows, that ripple effect that we talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, you just don't know the impact you can have on another soul. Exactly. You just never know. But you have to get you in balance first, and that's what this is all about. Yeah, it's all about you. You know, universal divine oneness. Okay, speaking of, let's go to our conclusion here, guys, and go ahead and wrap things up. Not only for this chapter or this episode, but for this book. But it's not over for the series itself. Okay, we'll pick back up with our other ancient manuscripts and things like that on the next episode.
The laws and everything.
Yes, too. Absolutely. It says here in conclusion, integrating Udo principles into daily life involves practical actions, mindful practices, and a commitment to spiritual growth. By incorporating these principles into your routines, relationships, work, and self-care, you create a life that reflects your highest spiritual ideals and supports your journey towards universal divine oneness. Embrace the path with openness and dedication, and continue to explore and deepen your connection to the divine source. As you live out the principles of Udo, you contribute to a harmonious and fulfilling life that aligns with the essence of universal divine oneness.
Wow, this is a beautiful conclusion to this book. I mean, this is at the heart of this, just this one paragraph. Embrace the path with openness and dedication. Continue to explore and deepen your connection to the divine essence. That's what it's about.
I like that, yeah. Embrace the path with openness and dedication. Yep. As you live out the principles of Udo, you contribute to a harmonious and fulfilling life that aligns with the essence of universal oneness. I love how that, you know,
right. And concluded. What do most all of us want in this life, truly, to be fulfilled and feel like we're worthy and
love.
Love.
You know, love, what we call love. It's just that fulfillment, you know? Yeah.
When we align with that divine essence, it just aligns up with that universal oneness of everything.
Right. So, well, I tell you what, let's go ahead and do a really quick recap here. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up. Pretty much, guys, the whole book will, this particular book here is just an introduction really into the actual world of Udo. We're going to keep it going with some other books, but today's chapter, kind of an overview. Let's see, integration and application. All right, some of the things to look at and consider and to put into practice would be to develop a daily spiritual routine, okay? And we talked about an example, say like a morning. We gave you some morning examples. Like in the morning, you do, you know, meditation, set your intentions or connect with the divine. There's your mindfulness or journaling, or there's ways to start putting these into practice. And these types of practices and, you know, things like that. We learned about relationships. how to practice that love and empathy and compassion and humility and harmlessness and respect for all life, and recognizing the divine essence in everything, especially in other people. That takes a practice, but it's what you have to do on the road to enlightenment. You know, there's also self-care. Okay, take care of yourself. Remember to eat right, to be careful what goes in. You know, also, it brings out, we touched on, like, exercise and being outside and grounding and relaxation, hobbies, etc. Rest, you know, get your rest. There's so many things that you have to focus on as well that will help you as well with that. And also, the final is to commit to lifelong learning. Practical actions, mindful practices, and commitment to spiritual growth, and realize it's an ongoing thing, okay? And by doing this, it will align you with the actual essence of universal oneness.
Yes, and I want to tie in here, and we may have covered it on one of the other episodes, but the law of spiritual growth, that universal law of spiritual growth, you know, it does encapsulate the principle that individuals have the inherent potential for spiritual evolution and self-realization. It emphasizes the journey of self-discovery, inner transformation, and alignment with higher consciousness. And when we apply the spiritual growth law, our journey leads to greater fulfillment in all things, peace, harmony. And as individuals, it awakens our true nature and purpose within the universe.
So think about that, Daphne. Inherent potential, okay, for spiritual evolution. Inherent, wouldn't that mean that internal, that, you know what I'm saying, the inherent potential? In other words, it's already a built-in something that you've inherited. It's something that's already in you.
Okay, so inherent potential refers to the natural ability or capacity that someone or something possesses from the outset, even if it has not yet been fully developed or realized.
Yeah.
This concept suggests that within every person or situation, there is an innate quality or capability that can be nurtured and brought to fruition.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. This is internal. It ties in with that going within, because it's inherent, guys. It's already in you.
Right.
You just got to go in and wake it up. You see? So, again, this supports that going within, because it's already there.
Exactly. Listening to yourself.
Yeah.
Following your own heart.
It's not out there.
Exactly.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. Well, beautiful, guys. Beautiful. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up. And don't forget to go to the website, nde.world. More information on who we are, what we do. Lots of cool episodes on there. There's, you know, the Facebook groups to join. There's the bookstore and videos and all kind of learning stuff. We got free stuff on there for learning and growing and things like that.
Right,
so
right. Definitely, and we're check always it out. Updating that. So check back on a regular basis, because we, like I said, we're continually adding to the little videos and just
anything, everything. Yeah,
something to help us grow, something to make us aware, things that help raise our consciousness so we can make informed decisions about our spiritual growth.
Yep, yep. We've got a lot of live guest episodes on there.
Yes.
That you can learn a lot from. So it's really cool.
Oh, yeah. I love our live guest episodes.
Yes, yes, absolutely. We got plenty more coming. So anyway, just keep that in mind, the nde.world website for all kind of cool stuff. Again, that is?
nde.world.
There you go. Guys, we love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. May peace be with you all. Until next time.
Y'all let your light shine.
Hello, you beautiful souls. Don't forget to visit the website, nde.world. That is?
nde.world.